Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's a world tour. Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitors Centre. Search visitsomerset.co.uk/Taunton for details on events taking place in and around the county town.
Yes, we are at Newt Beer Music Festival and Silent Disco Man.
It's silent. You're missing the point.
Oh yeah, it's really silent.
Is Darren Daly. Hi, how you doing?
How are you? Very well.
Good. So this is the second year the Silent Disco has been running here at Newt Beer. How did it go last year?
Yeah, really good actually. Friday's always a bit quieter because as people arriving and sort of finding their feet a bit. And I think last year a lot of people didn't know what Silent Disco was. So hopefully they will know a lot more about it this year. Now last night was actually a lot better than last year for the Friday. So tonight it should be really good. Really good.
I still can't get the understanding of people dancing around to no music with headphones on. It just looks so funny.
But it's a really good atmosphere. That's the beauty of it. You know, if you go to a normal disco or a normal club night and the music's pounding or whatever, you can hardly talk to your mates. Silent Disco, you've got three different channels, three different DJs playing three different types of music and a lot of fun.
I mean, it's not relevant here, but I guess in a more built-up area, you don't annoy your neighbours either.
They say that, but after a few drinks, everybody's shouting and cheering and singing the songs anyway, so it kind of doesn't become a silent disco. It's an all loud one.
I think they do use them at festivals to get away with like the timings, because obviously like local authorities will tell them you've got to stop the loud music at this time of night, so like Reading or Glastonbury. And I think they do use that into the night to get away with having things going on.
Talking of the festivals, that was Giles that was just explaining all that. Talking of the festival staff, right? The chap that's been running the door for us here, a chap called Connor, who works for the main event, who are doing all the security this year, he was saying that a lot of these festivals now, one of the biggest attractions is the silent disco. For example, he was working at the Isle of Wight Festival last year and they had 40,000 people in one arena doing the silent disco. That's a hell of a lot of headphones.
Yeah, I can imagine that. I can't imagine that, to be honest. I think that'd be amazing. I just want to say, I think the next step for you guys is to actually not have the music, because there's two marquees here, isn't there? Obviously, you've got silent disco here, you've got live music next door. How amazing would it be to actually not have the band amplified and actually them feeding through your headphones?
Well, do you know what? We talked about that because we've got our headphones are three-channel headphones, so you can have three different types of music playing. And I'd suggested last night to the guys about running the feed from the stage through one of the channels, which I think offers something different, you know? So if you want to come into the silent disco tent and still listen to the band that's playing, because it might be one of your mates playing or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll never be able to replicate being in front of being in the mosh pit kind of thing. But it's another opportunity, it's another way of listening to the main stage, isn't it?
What did they say to you?
I'm still waiting for an answer.
Well, maybe they're thinking about it because they're really genuine thinking that it's going to work, actually.
It's a really good idea. It's a really good idea. And I'm going to go and tap them up now, actually.
Talking about embarrassing situations, what must it be like at a silent disco if you're seeing somebody, you go, oh, look, you know, they're really good looking, and you realise you've got headphones on, there's no music playing, you could get into real trouble. Just thinking out the box.
From experience, that doesn't matter. I went to a silent disco last year. From experience, romance can still occur in discos. Just trust me on that and we'll leave that there.
All right, Giles. Yeah, Giles. I think we need to probe further.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Any probing with Giles is not allowed on the radio.
Oh dear.
Yeah, you can listen to me on a Sunday.
Oh yeah, yeah. Can Giles just get a plug in for his show? He really wants to do that.
Sunday alternative 4 to 6, 2 hours of rock, pop and everything in between. This week's show, we're putting the spotlight on local group Stevie and the Masquerades. They're absolutely awesome. A brilliant 80s throwback synth pop band. And then we've got the brand new album from the Japanese Houses, our album of the week. That's 4 to 6 on a Sunday afternoon. That's a Sunday alternative with me, Giles Cosgrove. And that is a shameless plug. Boo!
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM, it's Craig, Jason and Johnny out at Newt Beer and Music Festival.
Yeah, we are. And we've just experienced for the very first time, well, for Johnny particularly, a silent disco. Thoughts on the silent disco?
What an experience that was. I just haven't really seen anything quite like it. It was lovely seeing everyone getting so involved, though.
I think so, and I think what I loved about it was you could tell what they were listening to based on the colour of their headphones.
Well, we had this discussion. We had a scientific discussion. When they're in there listening to three channels, you can't make out what they're singing to very well. But as soon as you put the music on And here, you can suddenly hear them singing to the music quite badly, I have to say, quite badly.
I thought it was fantastic that as soon as something amazing like Bryan Adams,
Spice Girls,
came on and you started to see one or two people get involved, immediately the whole marquee was just singing along to Bon Jovi.
Yeah, well, the funniest bit we saw was a lot of the guys dancing and singing to the Spice Girls, only because of the colour of their headsets, which is quite interesting.
We do have to mention that the people playing the music on the Silent Disco are actually presenters at Tone FM.
Oh yeah, who are they again? Darren Daly does something with breakfast. We have Adam and Fresh Beats, and of course we have Steve, of course from Drive, and they are causing a bit of a storm in the tent.
But what I love about it is the fact that there is some competition to turn the number of headphones to their specific channel that they are operating.
Yes.
And I think Adam, don't tell Darren this, but I think Adam is actually winning.
It's very competitive, but the audience is just frankly so fickle.
Yeah.
At the drop of a hat, they're just willing to change completely over. No loyalty to specific DJs, just going exactly with the flow, going with the bangers. And I think that's a really nice thing to see.
Do you think as the day progresses, that will change?
I think as soon as it opened. So I think there was a lot of a big rush there and a big, you know, a lot of hype. People put their best songs first. You want to, you know, make those early gains. But as it's going to be harder as it goes on for hours. We'll see what happens nearer the end of the night. Who knows?
Interesting. Jason, who are your bets on?
My money's on the old school and Steve. I think Steve, of course, from Drive, I reckon he can mix some tunes. Yeah, my money's on Steve from Drive, definitely.
But for me, there's been a lot of hype about Adam and his music tunes and his Saturday night beats are just amazing. I love them. So I'm a massive fan of Adam.
Oh, right. Okay. I don't think so. I think Steve's going to win. Steve is old school playing some great music.
I think Steve's got the songs. He's got the history. But Adam had the mixes. Oh. Some of those going in between were just lovely done. Absolutely incredible.
Cool. Okay. Adam fans, I'm going to stick with Steve, I think, on this one.
No one's mentioned Darren.
No. Darren's the one. Station manager, must say, I think Darren's tunes were very good. He played the Spice Girls, don't forget.
I did listen to his channel, but it was quite R&B-y, and I just thought, no, I'm in the mood for dancing and classics tonight.
He didn't have a specific thing. There was a bit of Galway Girl, there was Spice Girls, it was an eclectic mix. I think that's gonna be a struggle for him.
It was as random as Darren is.
It is, yeah, and there's going to be three people looking for other things to do on weekends because Darren's going to sack us when he hears this. So, yeah, be careful. There's lots going on at Newt Beer Music Festival. Make sure you make your way down. Tickets are available on the door, and beer tickets are always in plenty of supply. Be sensible. Come down and do some camping. Get somebody to drop you down here. Don't drink and drive, but have some fun at Newt Beer Music Festival. Okay, it's a world tour of Taunton supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Follow them online by searching Visit Taunton on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. What's the other ones?
Pinterest, Snapchat.
Yeah, yeah. Any social media platform you can think of. I said Snapchat, didn't I?
Who knows?
Who knows?
We are actually by the entrance gates here at Newt Beer Music Festival. And we're actually here with St. Margaret's Hospice, who always show their support here every year. Now with me is Tarina Young, who's a community fundraiser. Is this the first time you've been to Newt Beer?
No, this is about our sixth year now for St. Margaret's Hospice. But me personally, I live in the village, so this is my 26th year for me.
And it's really great because Newt Beer actually do raise a lot of money for
the local communities, the local school.
Yeah, because a couple of years ago there was a lot of money being raised for a new minibus, I believe.
That's correct.
Did you get your target?
I think that was one of the first things that they ever bought from the Newt Beer Fest, money raised. So yes, they did. They got their minibus. Yeah.
Great. And how much money do you expect to raise here today?
Well, we're hoping for £1,000. We're selling our hats. We're selling Lays. We're selling sunflowers. We've got a raffle going on with free beer as a prize. So
is that on par with last year then, about £1,000?
Yes, yeah, definitely. Yes, really. Yeah, that's what we're hoping for, to match last year's, yeah.
So I can see here that St. Margaret's do a lot of events to raise awareness, to raise money. What else is in the pipeline?
So on Sunday, and when people are feeling a little bit hungover, they can go and run it off at our bubble rush in Taunton at Long Run Meadow. which is going to be a fantastic event. There's going to be lots of bubbles, lots of fun, lots of noise, lots of screaming. Just one of those events. It's a one-off event in Somerset.
I think it's fantastic. It was there at Longroad Meadow last year. Lots of kids having great fun. I have to say, absolutely fantastic. I've got some amazing pictures. Can you register then on the day?
You can turn up on the day. So for an adult, it's £25. For a child, it's £15. So they just turn up, pay their money, and go and get soaking wet and coloured. Yep.
I think that's amazing. What do you think, Jay?
It's absolutely fantastic. The description is milkshake bubbles. Now, I'm not quite sure, but it's a wall-to-wall bubbles, all coloured. It's a great fun day out. If you can make your way down to Longroad Meadow on Sunday, make sure you do. It's a great fun event to be involved in.
Yeah, Tarina, thanks very much. Good luck, and I hope you raise lots and lots of money.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's a world tour of Taunton supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Calling to the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around our gorgeous, fabulous county town.
Look, we found him already.
Oh, we found Craig. Right, OK, we need to explain. We are at Newt Beer Fest, and Craig is sampling the beer already.
It didn't take you long, did it?
No, I think it's too early for beer. But anyway, Craig, what beer have you got?
Number 48.
Okay.
There is a large and extensive beer list, which we're looking on right now.
So Giles is looking. Jono's just checking the list. What is 48?
I think it's that one there.
That is the Downton Brewery. Is it Nelson's Delight, potentially?
Yes.
Nelson's Delight, Downton Brewery. Yeah. And what does it taste like? Give us some of that pretentious nonsense about alcohol that people do.
No, the smell, I have to say, is mouth-watering. It brings out the flavours, the fruit juices. It has like a kind of like hopsy smell, taste to it.
Pretentious.
Yeah, yeah. Can I just say, and what made you choose that local beer?
I closed my eyes. pointed my finger and it just landed on number 48.
So there is 77 real ales here. Giles, not that you are allowed, but if you were to pick one based on the name, what name would you go for?
All right, let's have a look. I do like the sound of the Driftwood Spars Brewery, Forest Blonde. I don't know why.
Forest Blonde. Not surprised for you, Giles. Right, Jono,
what about you, Johnny?
Pick?
I'd probably be going for one of the local ciders, probably one of the cloudy ones. I'd say Sheppey's Original Cloudy, probably a good choice for me.
Okay, I think Stargazer for me.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's quite a good one. So, Craig, I think we picked better beers than you did.
Well, I've still got another token, Jason, if you want to try it.
And I don't drink.
His is named after one of the best dramas that there ever was.
What?
Downton Brewery. Have you not? Downton Abbey was brilliant.
What's Downton Abbey? I am joking. If you want to make your way down to Newt Beer Fest, there's plenty to see and do. Giles is on later tonight doing a silent disco.
Yes, I am. If you can still come down, I'm doing the silent disco. For a long time, I'm doing the sort of stuff that's played on my show, The Sunday Alternative, which goes out from 4 till 6 on a Sunday afternoon.
Sounds good.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but
did you
not get up on stage last year and do karaoke?
The year before I did, and it wasn't karaoke, I was playing with a Green Day tribute band called Green Haze.
When you say playing, what did you play?
I didn't play anything, I sang. I sang Longview from the album Dookie, which is a very good album if you're interested.
Didn't you regret doing it though? Didn't you say you wish you never got up there because... Didn't you?
No, I was actually pretty chill with it, to be honest.
And he doesn't drink, everyone.
No.
Are there any recordings of this performance?
There was one photo and I've managed to lose it.
On purpose?
Not entirely, but possibly.
Right, okay, we're the World Tour, and come down to Newt Beer Fest today, Saturday, loads to do. And you can listen to some of the clips from this show on The Breakfast Show on Sunday from 7 a.m. The World Tour Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Calling to the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around our county town. And we're not above the Market House today. World Tour Taunton out and about at the Newt Beer and Music Festival. Or as Giles is calling it, the Beer, Newt and Festival.
Yes, I got tongue-tied and it just came out like that. So that's what we're going to call it for the rest of the day.
Now, traditional fashion of the World Tour Taunton, we have now turned our attention to food.
When doesn't it turn to food?
When does
show?
It not turn to food? Now, Giles, we're looking at sausage and mash.
Yes, we are, but not your general everyday sausage and mash. It's made with gourmet sausages. I don't know, can you have gourmet potatoes?
Now, be careful with your pronunciation.
Yes, I will be very careful. We are with a group called Forked, and they're here at Newt Festival selling us beer, well, not beer, but they're selling us sausage and mash.
They are. Sausage and mash helps the consumption of beer,
exactly.
Apparently.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. And I'm going to try and avoid getting the microphone burnt on the fryer. But you guys have got a brilliant setup here where you can actually see the sausages being fried live, which is quite a nice thing to see a free being made in front of you. How long have you guys been going?
18 months.
18 months. Yeah. And the name Forked, where did that come from?
It came from my exercise machine when I was doing cross training. I just suddenly had a light bulb moment and it was going to be Forked.
That's fair enough. So you guys are promoting yourselves on the basis that you use gourmet sausages. Where do you source the pork?
The meat comes from a guy voted Pig Farmer of the Year 2 years ago, just outside Devizes. The little piggies take a short trip into Devizes, where they're made into sausages by a guy voted Butcher Shop of the Year last year. So it's all top quality meat, top quality butchers, Walter Rosa Devizes.
Now, for most people, sausage and mash is only that, sausage and mash. There's not much you can do with that. I mean, do you guys have any variations on it, or how do you present it?
We take four flavours of mash. So we've got buttery, cheesy, horsey and mustardy.
Horsey,
as in horseradish.
Ah, I was going to say, we don't want another Tesco scandal.
I couldn't spell horseradish, so we just call it horsey.
Fair enough.
And the person who does my sign writing, she charges by the letter, so horsey is what we stuck with. But no, we put a nice helping of sumptuous mashed potato, four flavours. We then chop up your little sausages into bite-sized chunks. We've got three flavours of meat sausage. We've got vegetarian, vegan and gluten-free options. And we've got homemade onion gravy. So it all comes served in a nice noodle pot. And it's good quality nosh.
And you just thought it was just sausage and mash.
I was happy with sausage and mash. I'm sold already.
I'm feeling hungry. This is
there
brilliant.
There you go, see? So I knew that would happen.
All this and more is going on at the Newt Beer Music Festival 2017 here on Saturday. I'll be DJing at the Silent Disco later on.
You will, yes. Your chance to leave early if you want to miss Giles and the Silent Disco. No, joking apart. There's loads going on. Food, drink and lots of stuff. And you can camp as well. So make sure you make your way down to Newt Beer Fest. Lots going on.
You're listening to Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Craig, Jason, Giles and Jono at Beer Newt Music Festival 2017.
Close. Newt Beer, but it's close.
Apologies.
Mind you of your armpit.
It's mainly beer.
Apparently, we've been told that you're a very good beatboxer, sir.
Apparently so, yeah.
Your friends have been dragging us over to you. Would you like to show us some of your talents?
Apparently I don't have a choice.
Not entirely.
Oh, you've all put me right on the spot now.
That was actually really cool. That was pretty sick.
Can I honestly say I was a little bit nervous where this was going.
I didn't know where this
because
was going to go.
Thought,
and that just came out of the bag.
I thought beer's involved and we're going to get dragged into it. But that was actually
that
very
was
good.
That was proper sick.
That was very good, yeah. Yeah, that was very good.
So we're at the Beer Newt Beer and Music Festival. I need to get this right. Newt Beer and Music Festival. There you go.
We are.
I'm talking about it all promoting it on my show and everything.
And just to confirm, 77 beers are available.
107.
107, because they have so many ciders as well. Make your way down to Newt Beer Festival. It's the 26th anniversary, and there's loads happening right the way through Saturday, and we are so looking forward to it. Giles is going to be on the stage for a silent disco. Make sure you make your way down. You can camp, you can do all sorts down here, and you can get beer as well. It's Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
We are at the Newt Beer Festival, the world tour of Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Follow them online, search Visit Taunton on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter.
Thanks very much, Jonathan. Are you a Jonathan or a John? I'm not
Johnny's
quite sure.
Probably best, easiest, but I'm happy with anything, that's fine.
Lovely, great. Yes, we are here at the Newt Beer and Music Festival, and we've caught up with an old friend of mine, Martin. Hi, how you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. It's nice to see you again, and it's fabulous to see Tone FM here at Newt.
It is. We love coming here. We've been here for many, many years, and this year is going to be a special year because
Frank Clegg was a presenter on Tone FM. So we're here, we're celebrating in his memory and hope to have a really good weekend. So is this the first time you've been to Newt Beer?
No, I've been before. In fact, I was a Newt Beer Festival virgin last year. I came along and I had such a fabulous time that I actually booked as soon as the tickets came available this year.
And what I love about this is that it's local to those that are in Taunton, Somerset. So it's a little bit closer to home than Glastonbury.
Yes, indeed. And you know what? It's much more friendly than Glastonbury. You've got nice people, you've got good music, and you've also got some fabulous food and drink as well.
I was going to say, drinks, what's your favourite?
Oh, I have to say, I'm a bit of a cider boy, and I am currently on the Damson Cider. It's very, very nice.
Oh, I am on number 48.
Well, there's a long list of beers. I think 48 is probably something called Nelson's Delight.
Nelson's Delight, yeah, well, that sounds fine, to be honest.
To be
honest,
you don't know what you're drinking. You just pointed at a number.
No, it's Downtown Brewery, Nelson's Delight. Yeah, perfect. Yeah,
absolutely. And we've got all the local guys providing all of the beers and ciders as well. Obviously, Sheppey's Riches, Weston's is obviously a bit further afield. But obviously, Quantock Brewery and the other guys, all local to Taunton. What more can you ask?
No, it's perfect. And it's fantastic that focus remains throughout the years to support the local businesses is fantastic. So we are actually by the food hall now.
We are indeed, and I'm currently looking at gourmet sausages and mash with attitude, and I'm trying very hard to pronounce their name correctly because you could get into a lot of trouble on the radio if you're not careful.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at Herbie lamb sausages and cheesy mash a little bit later.
Sounds great. Now, Newt Beer is also well known for the music here. So last year they had amazing tribute bands. This year I'm sure they're going to have plenty more. How do you find the music generally here?
The music's absolutely amazing. And if there's something on that you don't like, just give it 45 minutes because you've got seven acts tonight.
Can I just ask a quick question? Can I ask how many beer vouchers you've purchased today?
I have purchased 24 vouchers. That's 12 pints. However, I'm also camping, and there may be a chiller full of cider and beers back at the campsite as well.
Okay, well, I won't keep you any longer, Martin. It's been a pleasure catching up with you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you very much, Craig, and to all the guys at Tone FM, have a great weekend yourselves.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's a world tour Taunton supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. According to the Market House, for more ideas on what to do in and around the county town. Craig, where are we?
At Newt Beer. We are at Newt Beer Fest. It's absolutely amazing here. With me is Jazzy Jeff. Jazzy, now you're really, you're the core of all of this, aren't you?
Well, since we sadly lost Frank Clegg, each of the committee members have taken on a mantle of what Frank did. So we're trying to do a bit of everything, really, and it seems to have worked. Yeah, we're looking forward to tonight. We've got various bands, Rushwood & Co., we've got a soul band, Jazzy Jeff's disco party, which seems to go down very well.
Oh yeah, that needs to be said.
Yeah, and then we've got a mod band coming on, all the way from London, Mod Story, and then a dance band called the Luminaires at the end, which should be really, really good. Yeah.
I've heard of the Luminaires.
Luminescence.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not the Luminaires.
So how was it last night for you?
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, we started off with a reggae band. The people were up dancing as soon as the first band came on. Followed by Cross the River, and then 100 Faces. And then we finished off the night with a Green Day tribute band. But headlining was Addicted to the 80s. And everybody wore neons, and it was fantastic. Oh, it was great to go back in time.
That would be picture perfect, I'm sure. So last year, we had the Silent Disco.
Yeah.
How does that work with what you put on in the main marquee?
Well, generally, because it is a Silent Disco, it doesn't affect the main concert. Okay, so people can come in, sing and dance, pick the DJs, A, B or C, and dance to the music they want to dance to.
I think it's amazing. Jazzy, I know you're incredibly busy, won't keep you longer. Is there anything else you want to add?
Just please, you know, get your tickets for next year. You missed a great gig. And rest in peace, Frank. You know you're looking down on us.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM is Craig, Jason and Johnny. We are at Newt Beer and Music Festival having so much fun. And we bumped into a very old friend, but before we introduce him, Let's do the tagline. It's the World Tour Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre, calling to the Market House for new ideas on what to do in and around our county town. We've met up with none other than...
Adam Lawrence.
Yeah. Hi guys, how are
you? Yeah, really, really good. I just want to say, you look different.
Do you think I've grown up a bit?
Have you had your braces removed?
Yeah, I have, yeah. Last time you saw me, I was a child. Now I've had the metal off my teeth, so yeah.
Just to explain the show, because I'm not sure you know what it's about. It's a World Tour Taunton. We go out and about every... Yeah, of course he does. Adam used to come and do World Tour Taunton with us when we used to drag him to food fairs and all sorts of things.
What are you on about? I used to willingly come along.
Yeah. Now, what are you up to? Let's hear what's happened in the life of Adam Lawrence then.
Sort of moved on really, working elsewhere in radio, which is fun, presenting, which is dream come true really. So yeah, it's all good. Nice to see you guys again though.
Let's be honest, you've moved on to bigger, better things.
No, not at all. Bigger things, maybe not better things.
Oh, brilliant.
It's lovely to see you guys.
It is, and you were here last night on a Saturday doing the Silent Disco. Friday, sorry.
Yeah, last night, yeah.
Are you here tonight doing Silent Disco or something else?
No, I'm gonna curl up on the TV and watch Love Island tonight.
Oh, have you got a soft spot for Love Island?
Love it, absolutely love it. Guilty pleasure all the way.
Yeah, and that's what everyone's saying, is their guilty pleasure. Can I just say, going back to the DJing stuff though, I was looking at your channel colour, which was red.
Oh yeah, red last night, yeah.
Yeah, red, and the majority of the dance floor were red, so congratulations, you are the best DJ there on the deck.
Well, I have to say, it's always a bit of a sort of friendly competition between me, Steve and Darren, the other guys that have been DJing as well, so it's nice to know that you've got the room singing to your channel. That's the best thing.
Well, it's dance, isn't it? So that's everyone's favourite.
Oh yeah, yeah, our festival, yeah.
Well, we know you've got to go, we won't keep you. Have fun.
Thanks, nice to see you
guys.
Enjoy
it. And yeah, it's been great to catch up.
Have a great rest of the show, cheers.
Okay, lots to do at Newt Beer Music Festival going on today. You can get your tickets on the gate. It's easy to do. There's parking, there's camping, and most of all, there's beer. Let's be honest.
Woohoo!
Yes. Craig is not driving. I will be driving him home this afternoon. Now, Jono, what is your best beer, would you say? There was a whole selection, wasn't there? What was your favourite that you were going to pick?
Well, I do enjoy a good ale, and purely on the name alone almost, it was the Hedge Monkey from Glastonbury. I thought that one was a particular favourite of mine.
Okay, it is the World Tour Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre, calling to the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around our beautiful county town. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM, it's the award-winning... No, it's not. We're not award-winning. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM, it's the World Tour Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Search visitsomerset.co.uk/Taunton for details on events taking place in and around the county town. We are at Newt Beer and Music Festival and enjoying what's going to be a great afternoon, Craig. What's coming up on different stages?
Jason, there are so many great things coming up. From 2 o'clock, we've got the generator, and one of my favourite things, 3 o'clock, is going to be the Yard of Ale Challenge. Now, Johnny, do you know what that's about?
I do not, Craig. I'd be very interested. Please do tell me more.
Well, basically, you have a glass that's about the length of a yard.
Right.
It's full of beer, and you have to down it as quickly as you can.
It's surprisingly self-explanatory. That's brilliant.
That sounds like a real adult's game to play.
So that's going to be going on for an hour. And then after that, we have the Breakbeat Bandits. There's the Plucking Difference, and then the Wood Priors.
Sounds like a great evening here at Newt Beer and Music Festival. You can camp as well, and you can also have great fun. There's loads of food and different things to do as well. And of course, there is a silent disco happening with some Tone FM presenters thrown in the mix. So it's going to be a great day out, whatever you're doing. We've been the World Tour Taunton. Don't forget to join us tomorrow morning for Sunday breakfast, and we're going to visit some of the highlights from today's show. So let's go through it. Craig, what's your favourite thing that's happened so far this afternoon?
The food and the beer and the music and the tents and the camping and my friends and the music. I mean, the list goes on.
Just everything, really. It's just a lovely mix, I'd say.
It is.
What about you?
Yep, as I said, everything. It's been just a lovely, diverse, different group of people, different things going on, music, beer, what's not to love.
My favourite, we have access to VIP toilets, which is always a plus at a festival. We have backstage toilets, so we haven't had to worry about them. Okay, it's World Tour of Taunton. I hope you're having a good weekend, whatever you're doing. Don't forget to join me for Sunday breakfast starting at 7 a.m.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.